All right. So my next guest, I had his name on a sign in my yard, right until this blast of winter showed up, and I noticed. Well, I'm going to need a new sign, is what I'm getting at. I'm going to need a new sign. I met him, John James, a couple of years ago, maybe longer now, maybe 3 years ago, up on Mackinac Island. I was just very taken by him as an individual, as a businessman, as a combat veteran, a guy running for U.S. Senate. Now, he ran for U.S. Senate against Debbie Stabenow, came close, and then decided he would get back in the race against Gary Peters. And the latest polling shows John James running neck and neck with Gary Peters, which to me I think is good news. John James, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's really cold. You might know that.
It's a bit chilly outside. Don't worry about it.
A little bite in the air. But yeah, I had this sign that when you reannounced your intentions to run against Gary Peters, I went to the garage. I said, there it is. And I set it out. But in the snowstorm here over the last couple of days, I've noticed that it vanished. I'm going to need a new one, John, if that's all right.
Well, you know, actually, people ask me all the time why I'm running again, and I haven't told them that the reason I'm running again is because I want Steve Gruber to recycle his yard sign. So that I really appreciate your environmentally friendly stance. Huh. So thank you so much.
Well, there you go. So let's talk about it. The new polling numbers, encouraging, they have to be. Plus, your fundraising numbers were excellent. You outpaced Gary Peters by a lot. All things looking pretty good from where I'm standing. What's going on your side?
Well, I try to be the best Christian and husband and father I can possibly be. And I also know that Michigan does not want a 2-year Senate race. I asked a lot from my family and my friends in 2018. I'm going to be asking even more in 2020. I'm a new dad, have a business to run, and so after careful prayer and talking with my wife, we decided to launch the campaign next year. Now, that being said, campaigns are expensive, and we've been doing a great job. You all out there have been so supportive financially and with your prayers and support, collecting signatures to get me on the ballot. We're a far cry from where we were 2 years ago, where nobody knew me and nobody cared. But, yes, you're correct. In all the polls that we've seen, the legitimate public or private or whatever, since this spring, we are tied. We are tied statewide, and we're looking at taking this momentum forward when we launch this campaign officially beginning next year.
When you look at what's happening in D.C. today, the impeachment circus comes out of the dungeons beneath the Capitol and out into light for all to see. And apparently it's one guy's opinion of what he heard from another guy that heard from another guy that might have talked to the president. Those are the first two big witnesses on this impeachment thing. You know, and here I am, and I hearken back to Senator Schumer saying, you know, the intelligence community can hurt you six ways to Sunday if you cross them. That threat was issued to Donald Trump back in January of 2017, and I just wonder if that's what we're seeing the fruit coming from. Your thoughts?
Look, I might possibly see this as halfway legitimate if these activists had not been marching and protesting for impeachment prior to the president's inauguration. This isn't about due process. Make no mistake. This is not about the rule of law. This is about revenge. I personally believe that we have a country to run. These proceedings are a distraction from the long-term issues that matter most to Americans and Michiganders. While Congress carries out this month-long, what I believe to be at this particular point, a political exercise, this country goes without a vote on health care reform, without a vote on immigration reform, without a vote for USMCA getting a new trade agreement, without strengthening our position on China, without doing things to fix things for Michigan manufacturers and agricultural workers, farmers, things that will help move us forward. I believe that these proceedings are moving forward because Democrats have recognized the obvious. What we have known for a long, long time is the current Democrat presidential candidates are problematic to dangerous, and the only person who can beat Donald J. Trump in 2020 is Donald J. Trump. I believe they recognize that their candidates are so flawed. They recognize the only way to beat him is through impeachment proceedings.
Sure.
And Democrats are starting to agree. That's why you have Bloomberg jumping in. That's why you have Hillary Clinton saying she's still considering jumping in.
Right.
And so I think that this is, so far, I have not seen anything that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. But when I see that, then we'll cross that bridge when we get that. But I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, when your field is so bad, that Hillary Clinton starts to look like a good idea again. I'm concerned about your field of candidates, I think it's safe to say.
Well, this is the same. These are the same people who believe that socialism is a solution when everywhere has been tried around the world. And let's be honest, in this country, it hasn't worked. I believe that the socialist lurch that the Democrats are experiencing, they're literally admitting defeat. They're admitting that their liberal policies have failed in places like Detroit and Baltimore and Denver and Portland and Los Angeles and San Francisco, all over the country. We don't need to go to Venezuela to see where failed liberal policies and socialist leanings have failed. You can just come down to Detroit, where you have places like we've discussed before, areas that look worse than the combat zone I flew in the first place. And now, because Democrats are admitting that they broke it, they want us all to buy it. And they believe that they know how to better control things than we do back here at home in Michigan. Yeah. I think that's wrong.
And what do you think about when you see things like a $52 trillion price tag on a health care plan rolled out by Elizabeth Warren? I mean, that's just it's shocking. You're a guy who runs and owns a business. You understand numbers. She clearly does not.
See, this is exactly why we need people on the floor of the U.S. Senate with real life experience. I have real life experience in a combat zone. I have real life experience running a business. And right now you have folks like Elizabeth Warren, academics and activists, who are going to Washington and legislating and regulating industries and never run a business before, never signed a fund back of a check, never had to make payroll, never had to make tough decisions and grow the economy. These are things that I believe we need desperately. And having folks like Liz Warren and Bernie Sanders who are neck and neck, when you add those two, socialism is the leading candidate in the Democratic presidential amongst the nominees, not Joe Biden. We have a real problem on that side, and Americans need to stand up and say that we're better than this.
I agree with that. John James here, businessman, combat veteran, running for U.S. Senate against Gary Peters. All right, you made the comment that you're going to run in 2020. It's an expensive undertaking. You've brought in a significant amount of money so far, but that's just getting started. When do you think that you're going to roll out and, you know, be out on the campaign trail on like a daily basis? When do you really start to pick up speed?
Well, again, we're going to be launching this thing probably beginning of next year. It's going to be more event-based and time-based. We just know that Democrats are scared. And we know what Democrats do when they're scared. They get dirty. So we need to make sure that we have the resources available to really connect with people. Because I'm not running. I'm going to tell you, this is almost sacrilege. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not running to beat Gary Peters. I didn't run to beat Debbie Stabenow, and I didn't. Quite frankly, I'm running so that Michigan has better representation. I'm running so that we have real-world expertise on the floor of the U.S. Senate to represent us, to put our God and our country and our people first. And because right now I see that all politicians in Washington care about is getting reelected. That's bad. That's wrong. We need to refocus. We need to recalibrate. And I believe that being able to raise the money will allow me to tell my story, to relate to people and go to where they are,
right,
meet them, and help solve their problems. Because I believe that a government of the people, by the people, for the people, is not talking about Washington.
Right.
I believe our founding fathers meant for us to make the best decision for ourselves at home.
Find out more at johnjamesforsenate.com. johnjamesforsenate.com. John, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me back on, my friend. Take care.
There you have it. johnjamesforsenate.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.